Welcome, Grant Forks, Jake Ichabod's Weird Cinema, and you are in my movie mortuary today. Tonight, we're going to be doing The Right with Anthony Hopkins. But first, we need to make a shout-out to our friends at River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Make the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill your next dinner and a movie destination in the River Mall in East Grand Forks. Either dine inside the movie memorabilia-packed restaurant, the Shire, or take your meal to the movie you're attending. Some of this week's featured attractions are Bob Marley, One Love, The Beekeeper, Wonka, and Dune Part 2. Complete showtimes online at rivercinema15.com. Don't forget about the Tuesday $5 movie special all day long and $5.50 senior matinee special on Wednesday and Thursdays. The River Cinema has luxury recliners and expanded concessions that now serve adult beverages and is family-owned and operated. Wizard likes this. So, but before I start this, there's a reason I picked this movie. For those of you who don't know, Icky is kind of a theologian. I like studying religion. There was a time where I wanted to be an exorcist, actually, and that's why I chose this movie. So, but. All right, let's start here. Anthony Hopkins is in this movie. For those of you who don't know who Anthony Hopkins is, you probably should. He played Hannibal Lecter in all of the Silence of the Lambs, Red Dragon, Hannibal, all that stuff. Great actor. He plays Father Lucas Trevant, who is basically our Michael Kovac, who is played by Colin Donahue. Well, Michael Kovac goes to, he wants to go to Catholic seminary. All right, so he goes to Catholic seminary, but he's losing touch. He doesn't really believe in God anymore. And he's going to quit Catholic seminary. But his higher up, his advisor says, no, I'm going to send you to the Vatican to study exorcism, because he goes, Michael Kovac has a very good stomach, because Michael Kovac's father was a mortician and Michael Kovac helped out in the mortuary a lot. But he sends him to Italy to study exorcism, and he goes, after 2 months of this, if you still don't believe in God, I will let you resign from taking your final vows. So, this movie has some pretty good special effects. I've noticed this with every movie about exorcisms. The person who is possessed always is very, like a contortionist in a sense. They really bend in weird ways. But, well, anyways, when Michael gets to Italy, to Vatican City, it's kind of funny. There's a quote. He walks into his room at Vatican City, and he goes, "So I guess you guys don't have cable here." But his professor, I think his name was Father Xavier. It might be Father Xavier or Father Matthew. I really didn't catch his name, but he sends Michael Kovac to meet Anthony Hopkins' character, Father Lucas, and help him be his assistant in a bunch of exorcisms. So they go. He goes to his house, and there's a family who's bringing their daughter to be exorcised, and she's pregnant. And they had been bringing her for a couple weeks, apparently, and still the demon had not been drawn out, because in demonology, you need to know the name of the demon before you can expel it from the body. So, but, you know, sacred objects, it says, like, you know, one of the signs of demonic possession is like muscle twitches. But they keep saying, you know, in the movie, well, what's the difference between mental illness and a spiritual thing? Because in order to perform an exorcism, the person first must have a psychiatric evaluation to see if it's not just like schizophrenia or something like that. So, but anyways, the girl, Michael Kovac doesn't believe this girl's possessed, even when she's like vomiting up nails like that, like what Christ was put on the cross with. He goes, well, she could have just swallowed him beforehand. It's like, I don't think she swallowed him beforehand. And Michael keeps questioning and questioning and questioning throughout the whole movie, because he came from a background of science. Why he wanted to go to Catholic seminary is just, it's kind of weird. You know, he doesn't want to take his final vows because he doesn't believe in God. Well, that changes later in the movie. But, I like the use of vestments in this movie. Vestments are things that religious clergy wear. It's kind of weird because with Catholics, the normal vestment, if I remember right, is black. But he's always wearing a blue one in this. I have no clue. The different colors represent are symbolic. I don't remember what blue stands for, but like there's different colors for like in different dress, especially if you're going to do a Eucharistic sermon or a Eucharistic service. The Eucharist is basically the communion, another name for a communion service. So.
Icky, I just looked it up according to liturgical colors entry off of, again, this is off Wikipedia, but the definition for it is blue, a color associated with the Virgin Mary. For blue vestments, they are common in some Eastern churches. In the Latin Rite, blue may only be used pursuant to a special privilege granted.
Okay, so basically you got to get permission to wear it.
Yeah.
Because normally... Catholic clergy or priests wear black.
And you said this lady that Anthony Hopkins is dealing with in here is pregnant in the movie?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
And is she claiming she's a virgin in here too? I saw the trailer, I didn't see the movie.
I don't remember exactly.
So maybe that's why.
There was a scene where she tries to kill her. Anthony Hopkins' character gets a call, and she had tried to kill herself, so they put her in a mental institution. And she's basically trying to cast out the demon in the mental institution, but she eventually has a miscarriage while she's in there and dies herself. And Anthony Hopkins' character is so distraught about it, that he's it seemed like he felt like it was his fault. But, and then it really gets interesting, Dale.
Mm-hmm.
Because Anthony Hopkins' character gets possessed.
I did see the trailer. There was a couple little hints that something may be going on with him.
And that Michael has to do the rite on Anthony Hopkins' character, Father Lucas.
Was that a pretty interesting twist?
It was an interesting twist, yeah. Because the guy who didn't believe in God or had no faith had to perform the rite. And he's trying to use science the whole time, and then at the end he goes, I believe in God, I believe in the Father Almighty, I believe in Christ as our Lord and Savior. And he has like this spiritual awakening, and he goes, "Demon, what is your name? Demon, what is your name?" And all of a sudden he says, "Baal." Baal, in the Bible, there were some of the Israelites got in trouble with after Moses went down up on the mountain on Mount Sinai. They made a statue of Baal, which was an ox.
I see in the movie The Ten Commandments.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, they're denied. You know, God goes, why shouldn't we just kill these people? Because they're Baal worshipers. Baal has a big part to do in all of the heathen religions in the Bible. Baal was a big one. I don't know if the Egyptians worshipped Ra and Osiris, if I remember right. And then the Mesopotamians worshipped Baal. While we're talking about this, we're talking about exorcism movies. The demon actually in The Exorcist, the actual movie The Exorcist, Pazuzu is kind of interesting because he's a wind demon, or it's a wind demon, or it's a wind, yeah, wind demon. But Pazuzu can be used to, you know, like to help women who are pregnant and things like that. You know, they'll wear a Pazuzu necklace or something like that. You know, a lot of times with old religions like that, there is no good and there is no evil. They each do both. So, but yeah, as I said, Baal was a major part with the heathens in the Bible. I think Jezebel worshipped him. I know the Israelites made a statue of Baal when Moses went up on the mountain.
Yeah, I remember. I just watched The Ten Commandments, that movie, for the first time like a few months ago. And so the way they portrayed it in the movie was very, very fascinating. Icky, I know you kind of mentioned it at the top of the show and in past shows, but you know, you deal with a lot of studies for various religions. And over the last couple of years, you've been really getting into it. How do you like how the religion and the Catholic faith is portrayed here compared to what you've studied?
As I said, you know, there was a time where I wanted to be an exorcist.
I mean, except for how is it portrayed on film? Was it kind of
how is it portrayed on film? It's pretty. I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
William Peter Blatty or Batley or whatever his name was, who wrote The Exorcist, got that story from a true story, and this is based actually on a true story.
So the way the film wraps up there...
I really liked it. You know, he has to perform the rite. He has to find his faith in God. I was actually going to wear some vestments myself today because I am an ordained minister. And I figured, nah, I don't know if that's appropriate, but...
You know, Anthony Hopkins is, you know, one of the...
I love Anthony Hopkins. He's a great actor.
I think two-time Best Actor Oscar winner.
They call him Sir Anthony Hopkins now, too, because he got knighted, if I remember right.
How would you rank this with all the Anthony Hopkins performances over the years?
It's one of my favorite. I did enjoy him in I'll just call it the Silence of the Lambs movies.
With the Hannibal?
Yeah. I read Hannibal Rising, which I think is the only Thomas Harris book that has not been made into a movie. I know there was a movie back in the 80s called Manhunter that was based after a Thomas Harris book, but Anthony Hopkins didn't play the Hannibal Lecter in that. Mm. Let's see what the wizard has to say. I've been talking way too much. I don't know. I like this movie. It makes Icky happy, so it makes me happy. I'd only seen this movie once. And I liked its portrayal of seminarians and seminary in it. I took a seminary course once. It was on law and the gospel in the Old Testament. It was like an 8-hour class. I had to sit in a room for 8 hours. Luckily, they had food for us.
So any other final thoughts on The Rite?
The Rite, if you like exorcism movies, it's good. I'm just going to go off, do a shoot-off here for a second. I heard that Exorcist Believers, the movie that came out last year, there was a poll in Rumorg magazine that says it was the biggest disappointment of the year. There's a bunch of great... There's a... I think the movie's called Dybbuk, but that shows... that's one on the Dybbuk box. It's a Judaistic thing. And they actually have a rabbi in that who does an exorcism. But I think most of the exorcism movies out there are from a Christian Catholic standpoint. There was a show on Travel Channel called Eli Roth's Legion of Exorcists that I just enjoyed. I loved it. But it only lasted like 6 or 7 episodes.
Well, you ready to jump into weird stats?
1 second, sir. I need to find them.
While Icky's looking that up, I'll just say this movie came out in 2011.
Well, the body count is 3. Death Jitsu, Death by Car Crash. Possessed Woman Miscarrying. Miscarried Woman Dies of Hemorrhage. No, there was no sex in this movie, so we don't have to talk about that. There was a quote by... Here's one of the weird stats. There was a quote by John Paul II about fights of demons going on still today. Here's one that doesn't really have to do anything with the actual seminary and stuff, but it does with when he was a mortuary assistant. They sew the corpse's mouth shut at the beginning of the movie. I don't know why they show the mouth shut of the corpse. I don't know. It does something. The theater in his hometown is called Redemption, which is basically this is a story of redemption. They joke about celibacy. He jokes around at Vatican City saying, "I guess there's no cable."
Icky, was it just kind of like a joke against the priests and all that?
Yeah. The celibacy one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's kind of like a stereotype for these type of movies.
There's a McDonald's near Vatican City, apparently, because he goes to a McDonald's in one point when he's walking. And here's a thing of information. When we're talking about Vatican City, it's the world's smallest country because it's not part of Italy. It's its own country.
I think it's technically the world's smallest country.
Yeah, that's what I said. Anthony Hopkins actually does a pillow exorcism. He exorcises a pillow, which is kind of weird. And there are toads everywhere. You see a lot of toads. I don't know if they have something to do with, like, maybe in Exodus or whatnot.
Maybe with the Bible tale of Moses about the seven plagues.
That's what I was saying, Exodus, yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume it would be something more like what they had in Amityville Horror with the possessed house, with the flies. I could see flies because Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, demon. What?
Is that all the weird stats you have?
Yes, that is, sir.
Ready for executive properties?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay.
Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Diane says Executive Properties did a roof project and remodeled a bathroom in our house. We were happy with their quality of work, and the projects were completed in a timely manner. We will use Executive Properties for our next home project. Get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273.
Icky, I forgot to include the Rotten Tomatoes info. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Well, I got the box office. I looked that up. It had a budget of $37 million, and it made $96.6 million, so almost triple its money back. That's always good. What's your guess? What do you think the critics liked or disliked this on Rotten Tomatoes?
I think they liked it.
All right.
I liked it, personally.
All right. Well, it got that loading right now. The critics gave it 22%.
Really?
All the critic reviews aggregated together, just 22%, and the audience is only 40%. So that seems a little off base.
It does, you know, especially when you have a great actor like Anthony Hopkins, you know. You know who else is a great actor, before I go here, is Malcolm McDowell.
Oh, yeah. McDowell's stupendous. He has quite the credentials. So what are you doing next week?
We're doing weird wrestling next week.
Certain topic?
Hardcore icons. So, well, you know, it's been a good time here in the movie mortuary, but we gotta go. So, see you next week. Same time, same place.